Blog Talk Radio.
See, I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things and messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations and facing steady beats.
Good evening, Loretta.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And Sister Shirley.
Oh,
good evening.
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, you want me to go ahead and pick up in Leviticus?
Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Yes,
good evening.
Okay, reading out of Leviticus 19, and the Lord also told Moses, when you enter the land and have planted all kinds of fruit trees, do not eat the first three crops, for they are considered ceremonial defiled. In the fourth year, the entire crop shall be devoted to the Lord and shall be given to the Lord in praise to him. Finally, in the fifth year, the crop is yours, for I am Jehovah, your God. You must not eat meat with undrained blood, nor use fortune tellers or witchcraft. You must not trim off your hair on your temples or clip the edges of your beard, as the heathens do. You must not cut yourself nor put tattoo marks upon yourself in connection with funeral rites. I am the Lord. Do not violate your daughter by making her a prostitute. Let the land become full of enormous wickedness. Keep my Sabbath laws and reference my tabernacle, for I am the Lord. Do not defile yourself by consulting mediums and wizards, for I am Jehovah, your God. You shall give due honor and respect to the elder in the fear of God, for I am Jehovah. Do not take advantage of foreigners in your land. Do not wrong them. They must be treated like any other citizen. Love them as yourself. For remember that you too were a foreigner in the land of Egypt. I am Jehovah, your God. You must be impartial in judgment, use accurate measurements, length, weight, and volume, and give full measure. For I am Jehovah your God, who brought you from the land of Egypt. You must heed all of my commandments and ordinances, carefully obeying them, for I am Jehovah your God. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. We had another caller join Auntie Carrie.
Yes.
You're welcome. You want me to call? Auntie Janet?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. But I'll go ahead and do a roll call, and then we can go ahead and start with the call. Wait, we got another caller. Auntie Dye?
Yes.
Welcome. Okay, I'll do a roll call. We have Sister Shirley, Auntie Betty, Loretta, Karen, Auntie Dot. Welcome, everyone.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
For this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nellen Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. And if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please.
Lady, bow your head. Okay, if you bow your head, please. Dear God, as we come together today, we give you thanks for the good gifts you give us. We ask for your guidance in our lives, and we pray that your love will live among us. Thank you that you promise us that where two or three are gathered, you are there in the midst. Lord, we welcome you among us today, and we celebrate the gift of life that you have lavished upon us. We ask that you so that we may hear your voice. Open our minds so that we may receive your eternal wisdom. Open our spirits so that we may know your leading and guidance, and open our hearts, we may receive your wonderful love. We ask all this in the glorious name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Amen. Lord.
Yeah.
Okay, Loretta, you gonna lead us the call today?
Oh, sure, I sure can. Let's see here. I'll just go down this list here, and I have Sister Shirley. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:4-7.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley. Let's see, Auntie Dot, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep are his pasture. Enter into the gates with thanksgiving, and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless in his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and the truth endures to all generations. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Let's see here. Mom, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
But I'm going to read this child prayer that's coming from Red Book, our Red Book. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day that you have given me. Thank you for your son that gave us liberty. We know the name Jesus. We know his name Jesus, the one who died for me, our blessed Savior. His blood has set us free. Forgive us of our trespasses. Wash all our sins away. Fill us with your spirit. Lead us every day. Please bless all our family. They mean so much to me. And don't forget our teachers. They need a blessing too. For teaching us to read and all the things they do. The friends we have right now and the one we don't yet know. Bless them every day. And everywhere you go, teach us to love everyone the same and never tell a lie or to curse or steal or blame. We will be careful in whatever we do. We want our lives to be an honor to you, be an honor to you. We love you, Lord. We know you love us too. Please keep us safe this whole day through. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for that reading, Mom. Let's see here. Next, I'll go to Auntie Janet. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share the crucifixion, excerpt from the crucifixion taken from John 19. Then delivered he him, therefore, unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. And he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him and two others with him on either side, and Jesus in the middle. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross. And the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garment and made four parts to every soldier apart, also his coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. And they said, therefore among themselves, let us not rend it, but cast lots for it. Who shall it be? That the scripture might be fulfilled, which said, they parted my raiment among themselves, and for my vesture they did cast lots. These things, therefore, the soldiers did. Now that stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother, and his mother's sister Mary, and the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by whom he loved, he said unto his mother, woman, behold thy son. Then said he to the disciples, behold thy mother. And from that hour on, the disciples took his mother into his own house. After that, Jesus, knowing that all things were not accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, he said, I thirst. And there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it upon his hyssop and put it into his mouth. When Jesus had therefore received the vinegar, he said, it's finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost.
we know that Jesus was crucified. But the word today, the news today on the street is, he is risen, he is risen. Thank God, he is risen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Loretta, before we continue on, we had another caller, Auntie Marie.
Yes.
Welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet, Adam John. Let's see here. Angela, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm going to come out of Matthew 21.
Amen.
When Jesus and his disciples had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, sent two disciples to them. Go to the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this: the Lord needs them, and he will send them immediately. This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowd that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven. When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, who is this? The crowds were saying, this is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee. Almighty and everlasting God, in your tender love for the human race, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to take upon him our nature and to suffer death upon the cross, given us the example of his great humility. Mercifully, grant that we may walk in the way of his suffering and also share in his resurrection through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, our God, forever and ever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela. Next, I'll go to Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming out of Matthew chapter 5, the Beatitude. I'm reading out the Life Application Bible with the New Living Translation.
Amen.
One day, as he saw the crowd gathering, Jesus went up on the mountainside and sat down. His disciples gathered around him, and he began to teach them. God bless those who are poor and realize their need for him, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God bless those who mourn, for they will be comforted. God bless those who are humble, for they will inherit the whole earth. God bless those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they will be satisfied. God bless those who are merciful, for they will be shown mercy. God bless those whose heart are pure, for they will see God. God bless those who wait for peace, for they will be called the children of God. God bless those who are persecuted for doing right, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God bless you when people mock you and persecute you and lie about you and say all sorts of evil things against you because you are my follower. Be happy about it. Be very glad, for a great reward awaits you in heaven. And remember, the ancient prophet was prosecuted in the same way. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Next, I'll go to Auntie Marie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming from 1 John, starting at the first verse. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and of a hand have held of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and showed unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and with manifest unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that we also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things wrote unto you, that your joy may be full. This is have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light and into him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not know the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, is cleansed us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie.
Okay, Auntie Carrie, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from John 12.
John
at verse 12. On the next day, much people that was come to the feast, when they had heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel that come in the name of the Lord. And Jesus, when he had found a young ass and sat thereon, as it was written, Fear not, daughters of Zion. Behold, the King cometh, sitting on the ass cot. These things understood not the disciple at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then remembered that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things. The people, therefore, that was with him when he called Lazarus out of the grave and raised him from the dead, bear record. For this cause, the people also met him, for they heard that he had done this miracle. The Pharisees, therefore, said among themselves, Perceive ye how ye prevail nothing. Behold, the world is gone after him. And there a certain Greek among them that came to worship at the feast. Then the same came therefore to Philip, which was in Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. Philip come and tell Andrew again, and Andrew and Philip tell Jesus. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Okay, and that concludes our first round. And now we are going into our second shut-in, so if everyone would bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Chap, Uncle Willie, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, the Verner family, the Williams family, Lenny and family, the Boyers family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Brian, Tony, Eric, Malachi, DeMarcus, Dorita, and Jesse Verner, Sister Shirley and family, Rochelle Bessler, Valerie Crockett, the Simmons family, the Hurd family, Ruth Edwards, Eileen Holliday, Marianne and family, Reverend Allen and family, the Rossiter family, the Boyers family, the Moody family, Desert Kendrick, Marilyn and family, Carlos and the Wells family, Dwight and family, Uncle Gary and the Johnson family, and the Vicks family, and anyone else that we're not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask for complete healing for our sick and shut-in. We ask that you lift them up in a mighty way so that others may see the goodness of you working in them. Father God, we ask that the Holy Spirit be activated in them so that they may overcome all sickness, diseases that lurks among them. We also ask for the blood of Jesus to cover them at all times. We thank you for your Son, Jesus, for with him we would be nothing. We ask that his light shine upon us. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, now we're into our birthdays, and we're looking at the week of April 8th through the 11th. What did you say?
The 9th through the 15th.
Oh, I got the wrong dates.
Mm-hmm.
9th through the 13th. 15th. Okay, any birthdays we need to honor for that week?
Now, very long.
13. Gary Coda on the 13th.
Loretta?
Okay, so I heard Beryl on the 13th.
No.
Carrie Cody.
Carrie. The 13th, okay. All right, so let's see here. T. Betty, would you do us the honor in singing the birthday song?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Amen.
Amen. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. And many, many more. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Betty. Now we will enter the second part of our program where we share what's on our heart or our praise report, testimony, song, or poem, or more Bible verses. And I will start with Auntie Janet. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem?
Okay, I would like to share the seven last words of Jesus on the cross. It has been said that he died and never said a murmuring word. But it was during the time he was being tried that he didn't say anything. The last words on the cross are as follows.
The word of Jesus on the cross are significant. The first word concerns the Roman soldiers who were crucifying him. He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." The second statement is made to the penitent thief. "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise."
Yes.
The third word Jesus said comes while looking at his grief-stricken mother. "Woman, behold thy son." To John, he said, "Behold thy mother." The fourth cry is addressed to God, his Father, at the ninth hour, and comes from Psalm 22. My God, why hast thou forsaken me?" The fifth statement is, "I thirst," followed by his taking of vinegar from a sponge. The sixth cry is, "It is finished." And the seventh and last cry is, was addressed also to his Father. "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." Question, what are our last words today? Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Let's see here. Auntie Marie, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
As she passed.
Okay. Sister Shirley, any praise report, testimony? I'm sorry?
Yes. Yes. Coming from John 17, where Jesus prays for his disciples, starting at verse 13, "But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They were not of the world, and I am not of the world. Sanctify them in your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also send them into the world. And for them, and for their sake, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth." Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley. And I will go next, and I'm sharing a poem.
Amen.
It's by Vibe Cavalier. The title is "Because He Loves Us."
Mm-hmm.
In the early morning stillness, in the early morning light, when swallows are beginning their early morning flight, before the golden sunshine caresses land and sea, God's everlasting presence blesses you and me. For He is with us always to help us chart each day, and if we turn to Him with faith, He'll lead us all.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, let's see here. Auntie Carrie, any praise report, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I was going to read this little prayer, "A Pure Heart." "Father, listen to my prayer. Turn my ways to your ways. Make me holy. Set my thinking right. straighten out my desire. Create a pure heart within me. Give me a new and steadfast spirit. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Let's see here. Mom, any praise reports, song or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to attempt to sing The Lord of the Dance.
Amen.
I dance in the morning when the world begun. I dance in the moon and the stars and the sun. And I came down from heaven and I danced on earth. At Bethlehem, I had my birth. Dancing wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, says he. I lead you all wherever you may be. I lead you all in the dance, says he. I dance for the scribe and the Pharisee, but they would not dance and they would not follow me. I dance for the fishermen, James and John. They came to me and the dance went on. Dancing wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, says he. I lead you all wherever you may be. I lead you all the dance, says he. I dance on the Sabbath when I curse the lamb. That the holy people said it was a shame. They whipped and stripped and they hung me high, and they left me there on the cross to die. Dancing wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the dance, says he. I lead you all wherever you may be. I lead you all in the dance, says he. I dance on the Sabbath when I I dance on a Friday when the sky turned black. It's hard to dance when the devil on your back. They buried my body and they thought I was gone, but I am the dance that still go on. Dancing wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the dance, says he. I lead you all wherever you may be. I lead you all in the dance, says he. They cut me down and I leaped up high. I am the Lord that will never, never die. I live in you, if you live in me. I am the Lord of the dance, says he. Dancing wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, says he. I lead you all wherever you may be. I lead you all in the dance, says he. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you for that beautiful song, Mom. And my next candidate is Angela. Any good news, praise report, testimony, song or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Okay, all right. Let's see, Auntie Betty.
Yes.
Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem?
Yes, I'm coming out of Proverbs chapter 3. It said, trusting in the Lord. It said, never forget the things that I taught you. Show my command in your heart. If you do this, you will live many years. And your life will be satisfied. Never let loyalty or kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder. write them deep within your heart. Then you will find favor with both God and people, and you will earn a good reputation. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Let's see here. Auntie Dot, any praise report,
yes.
Song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Mark chapter 14, verse 22 to 26. The Lord suffered. As they did eat, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup, and then he had given them thanks. He gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said unto them, "This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for me. It is shed for many. Verily I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine until that day that I drink it new, that I drink new in the kingdom of God." And when they had sung a hymn, they went up into the mountain of Olives. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. And that concludes our second round here. Is there anything anyone would like to share before Angela comes to us with the closing prayer? Okay. Let's see. I know I've been totally off. I haven't been keeping up with my calendar days at all. But do we want to meet next Sunday or not?
No. I don't think so.
We'll say no.
No. No.
No.
We say no? Okay, so we cancel next week.
Okay,
and I would just like to share that I pray that the people really put Jesus first on Easter Day, for He is the life of our life.
Amen.
Okay. Angela, it's all yours.
Retta.
Yes?
Hello? Just one thing I would like to mention this to our prayer group. I'm quite sure y'all have heard this drugs like us. We had an incident at our church last Sunday. A fellow was under the influence. And it's so horrible the way this man carried on. So we just want to really lift up and pray for those that they won't get involved in it. And those who are involved, that they would be delivered. It is so horrifying to see a young person being under the influence of this drug. And it's very prevalent down here in Florida, Fort Lauderdale, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
So we just remember to pray in that respect.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that with us. I have to say, it is bad. And it's not just here and there. It's everywhere. And I just have to say, God is so patient with us. I mean, He just has to love us. The love that God show us daily is just unbelievable. It's unbelievable because we only see a portion of all the wrong, but God see it all.
Amen.
And that love cannot be met.
Amen.
Praying for world peace.
Amen.
And joy.
Amen.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Please bow your head. Father of your safety, thank you for this fellowship and for family and friends. We ask that you will strengthen us, restore us, and inspire us with your love. Lord, fill us with your peace so that as we journey onward, we will pour out your love and grace to others. We ask that our soul catch the wind of your spirit so that we will take your promise to all on this earth. Amen.
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 Thank you for that prayer, Angela. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nelson family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor for protection from our enemy. And, Father God, we ask that you bless everyone in the White House and continue to bless America and other nations. Remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God loves you, and so do we. We ask that everyone have a very happy Easter.
Amen.
And on this day, amen, at least thank God three times on Easter Sunday. Amen.
Amen.
At least three times. Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a blessed week. We love you. Happy Easter. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Love you all.
Night.
Good night.
One.
Happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter. Thank you.
Can you run it? Can you run it back? And go.
We miss so much, you know.